This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi this evening. He also launched the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Social justice can be ensured only when justice is accessible to everyone, irrespective of their social or financial background." He said, "Legal aid plays a vital role to ensure justice to all." Mr. Modi said, "In the last few years, government has taken several steps to enhance the ease of justice." The Prime Minister also stressed on making the legal documents available in local languages.
जजमेंट्स और लीगल डॉक्यूमेंट्स को स्थानीय भाषा में उपलब्ध कराया जाए, ये वाकई बहुत सराहनीय है कि सुप्रीम कोर्ट ने 80,000 से अधिक जजमेंट्स को 18 भारतीय भाषाओं में अनुवाद करने की पहल की। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है यह प्रयास आगे हाई कोर्ट्स और जिला स्तर पर भी जारी रहेगा।
कैंपेनिंग फॉर द सेकेंड फेज ऑफ बिहार असेंबली इलेक्शंस कंटिन्यूड ऑन अ फीवरिश पिच ऑन द पेनल्टिमेट डे ऑफ कैनवासिंग टुडे। In this phase, voting will take place on Tuesday in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts. Senior leaders from the NDA, Mahagathbandhan and other parties today made a last-ditch effort to garner support for their candidates by holding rallies and public meetings across the state. In Bihar, an assistant returning officer of the Sarai Rai Ranjan Assembly constituency in Samastipur has been suspended by the Election Commission for negligence after some VVPAT slips from the EVM were found discarded outside. The Chief Election Commissioner has taken the incident very seriously and ordered investigation in the matter. A video related to the incident had gone viral on social media, following which the action was taken. An FIR has also been registered in the matter. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today flagged off four new Vande Bharat Express trains from Banaras Railway Station. Speaking on the occasion, he said that trains like Vande Bharat, Namo Bharat and Amrit Bharat are laying the foundation for the next generation of Indian railways. Mr. Modi said that today, with the launch of four new Vande Bharat trains, Banaras Khajuraho, Lucknow Saharanpur, Firozpur Delhi and Ernakulam Bengaluru, the number of Vande Bharat trains running in the country has increased to more than 160. The Election Commission of India has issued directions for the suspension of Taran Taran Senior Superintendent of Police Ravjot Kaur Grewal with immediate effect. Amritsar Police Commissioner Gurpreet Singh Bhullar has been assigned the additional charge. The action has been taken on the complaint of Shiromani Akali Dal, which has alleged that Ravjot Grewal and two other police officers were favouring Aam Aadmi Party in Taran Taran ahead of the November 11 assembly by-election in the border district. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today laid the foundation stone for Assam's first university focused on technical and vocational education and training at Bholagudi in Biswanath district. The Swahid Kanaklata Barua State University will offer courses in various technology domains, including artificial intelligence and machine learning, cybersecurity, blockchain, drone and navigation technology, quantum computing, brain-computer interface, Internet of Things, and smart cities and smart environments. She expressed admiration for the university. The university, with an area of 241 acres, will feature academic blocks for 2,000 students and hostels for 1,620 students. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma was also present on the occasion. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal tomorrow. The weather agency has also forecast cold wave conditions in some parts of East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh till Monday. Indian shooter Ravinder Singh clinched the gold medal in the men's 50-meter pistol event at the ISSF World Championships in Egypt. With a brilliant score of 569, Ravinder outshone his rivals to take the top spot on the podium. The Indian trio of Ravinder Singh, Kamaljeet and Yogesh Kumar also bagged the silver medal in the men's 50-meter pistol team event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.